The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to another Morning Skate show, and this one's going to be interesting. It's the San Jose Sharks and the Edmonton Oilers at SAP Center at San Jose. We are at Sharks Ice this morning for our Morning Skate, Drew, and we see all of the Edmonton Oilers broadcast crew here. They just can't wait to see the up-and-coming stars in the NHL.
Yeah, absolutely. They're excited. I just talked to them. I worked with those guys for a few years. And they were asking, of course, the first question they asked about Celebrini and Smith. Celebrini and Smith, Celebrini and Smith. And why not? They went through it as well with Connor and Leon. Now, am I saying that they're the same thing? No, but at the same time, I'm saying that when you look at the future of the Edmonton Oilers, when I was there, it was Leon and Connor. When you look at the future of the San Jose Sharks right now, it is Will. It is actually William as well and Macklin. Now, William Eklund's been playing just super. So when I look at it, there are some similarities. You're trying to grow a team. The guys from the Oilers know. They know that what you got to go through to get there.
I want to look back a little bit at the game against Anaheim, because after the debacles against the Rangers and the Kings, you figure that this team would be challenged to get their mojo back. But as is typical of this team, they pulled themselves together and they put together a good effort. Now, you mentioned William Eklund. 8 shots on goal in that game. I thought he was terrific. Made that one play off the boards toward the net that was incredible. Had an assist. But on the flip side of it, I want to compare it to where Anaheim is for a second, because Mason McTavish had 11 shots on goal. That's a career high for him. And again, you can see the progression of Anaheim, and you hope that the Sharks are doing the same thing.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we talked about it a little bit in between the second period, and we talked about it in the Morning Skate, that skill level of the Anaheim Ducks is the head of the Sharks as far as depth goes. And we named the reasons why and the players why. But when you look at this year and the emergence, only his second full year in the National Hockey League, William Eklund, how terrific he has been. You look at Colin Graf, he has to be a surprise, right, as far as not how good he was.
But how quickly he got here.
100%, and his hockey IQ was tremendous. And how they've been use him on different, like the penalty kill and the power play.
To me, that's the key. When he got put on the penalty kill, when John McCarthy took him aside and said, we know you can score, now we got to see if you can check, basically. Yeah. And he ended up showing how smart he is and also how coachable he is.
Yeah, and I asked him about it. I think I told you about that. He said, well, because I played the power play so much in college, I had to watch and understand what the penalty killers were going to do against me. He said, so I kind of picked it up that way. But you look at the way that this team has played with their young guys and how right now the young guys are pushing. They're trying to show, that they still are trying to win hockey games, still competing, still having fun. And there's an energy with them that has been absolutely wonderful to have around.
So they get 1 point in Anaheim, and probably the big negative of the game is they lose Shakir Mukhamudulin, who's playing really well, as hard as he could. He was coming off a night where he was -3, and he had a really strong game, scored a goal, and was doing all these good things. And then as a penalty was getting called against him, he gets taken down by Frank Vetrano, and that's when he got hurt, I guess.
Yeah, so the hit in the neutral zone was a cross check, and he got called for it. But Vetrano was going to defend his teammate. I can't remember who he hit, Shakir. And Shakir was going to the bench. Vetrano jumped on him. And the linesman getting in there, he gets on top of him too. So Shakir's arm is in an awkward angle. And both two human beings land on him. and that's when he got hurt. I talked to Shakir after the game. He wouldn't know he was hurt. You knew he was hurt because he was hurt, but because he had the arm in a sling, but you're talking to him, and he was like, yeah, this is what happened. And I remember when I had a small separation in my shoulder. I thought I was dying. He was, yeah, this is what happened, and we'll get it fixed, and blah, blah, blah. And he's, you know, he's on his way. But it is unfortunate because Shakir had played so well. And we were even talking, the game against L.A. was the game against L.A. But he had seven blocks in that game or six blocks in that
six.
Game? Six. 6 blocks. He had blocked 11 shots going into the Anaheim game. He was playing really well. And so...
Also a lot of minutes.
A lot of minutes. And that, yeah. And then he was going to go to the CUDA and play for the in the playoffs. So it's disappointing for him and his development. But also it's a big loss for the team as far as playing on defense.
Well, tonight the defense is going to look a little bit different because of that absence and because of the fact that Vinny Desharnais is not ready to come back and because of the fact that Luca Cagnoni has been reassigned to the San Jose Barracuda where he scored a goal yesterday. That means that it's time for Henry Thrun to get back from his injury. Really good to see him back. His development has been slowed down a little bit because of his injury. But tonight he'll play alongside the wily old vet, Marc-Edouard Vlasic, who becomes only the fourth player in the history of the NHL to score at least one goal a season for 19 years or more with one team. The others are Nicklas Lidström, Ray Bourque, and Chris Letang. I think it's pretty good company.
Wow, that's fantastic. That is absolutely fantastic. Yeah, so you know, look at this. Like, there's a lot of energy going on right now. There's, you know, there's a few games left. We don't know where they're going to finish, but there's a ton of energy, which is great. But Marc-Edouard Vlasic, it's good to... I mean, it's been a tough year for Marc-Edouard. He's been a total pro about it. I have been told, here's a little scoop for you on good authority, that Hank Thrun is his favorite moniker.
He likes to be called Hank, I believe.
Yes, he does. Yeah, I got that from the from a good source. It's been verified. So Hank is in. Tonight.
Hank is in, and that means Tim Liljegren will take Mukko Madulin's place alongside Mario Ferraro. I think Tim Liljegren's play is really upgraded.
Yep. He's confident, right? He's moving his feet all the time. He's trying to make plays. He is that defenseman that they drafted. A guy who can finger quotations, NHL vocabulary, transport the puck. In other words, he can skate with the puck. He can move it up the ice. He can either fire it, but he can skate it, which when he starts skating, when he's moving his feet, fantastic.
By the way, also, that means Jack Thompson stays in. I've liked Jack Thompson from the moment he got to San Jose. He's a very smart hockey player, makes really good decisions. And most importantly, he's a right-handed shot, which I thought really they got hurt in the game against the Rangers. You know, when Luca Cagnoni had to go play on the right side at the NHL level, that was a big, big ask for him. But Thompson's done it, and he's going to play with Lucas Carlson, who's done a really good job. So there's your defense. The forward lines look like they're going to be exactly the same. You and I are Carl Grundstrom fans. I think that Louis DeBrusk, who's broadcasting the game for Edmonton tonight, is going to like what he does. And, of course, what St. Albert, Alberta native Zach Ostapchuk does against the team that he probably rooted for growing up.
And Noah Gregor playing, of course. Noah Gregor, Edmonton.
Beaumont,
yeah. So there's some connections and some motivation without a doubt.
But here is the surprise of the day. Alexander Georgiev out there, and we see Gabe Carrier, who played yesterday for the Barracuda, in a surprise start because Yaroslav Askarov was supposed to play, was out for warm-ups, and then maybe something else aggravated, so didn't come in. So therefore, he did not play, didn't even dress. Aaron Dell backed up Carrier, but Gabe is going to be in. He's out of University of Vermont. He's not going to play. He's going to back up Georgi Romanov, who gets the start in net against Leon Draisaitl and company.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting night, trial by fire without a doubt. But Georgi is quick. He's agile. He's going to need help in front of him. That's the big thing. And, I mean, it's a tall task because you're talking about the greatest goal scorer right now this season.
MVP of the league?
It's him, MacKinnon, Kucherov.
Pretty hard to pick one.
Throw Hellebuck in there?
You have to.
Yeah. So there's Leon being Leon, I mean, he's been absolutely tremendous. You know, it shows you this guy is just He's a fabulous, fabulous goal scorer, but he also drives that team just as much as Connor does.
Scott Hannon and I will be on the air tonight. And don't forget, you can sync up our Sharks Audio Network broadcast to the national television feed. And you can do that starting at 7 o'clock Pacific time. See you then. Until then, that's the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.